Well, that's called a butter bean.
Yes, sir. Are there some other kinds?
Peas. Well, that's not a bean. But there is a butter bean that you have to shell it.
Yes, sir.
And then there's peas that have to be shelled, but that's a different variety of vegetable.
Are there any other kind?
I don't think of any other.
What about the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat? The part that grows.
Well, we call the white part the roots.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the top part?
The tops.
Yes, sir.
Green tops, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, you might go out and gather a mess of those things and cook them and serve them. And what would you be serving?
Turnip greens. We speak of them as turnip greens.
Yes, ma'am.
Turnips, either one.
What was that?
Turnips are turnip greens.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what do you call the corn that's simply shuck and you cook it and it's eaten with your hands, but all you do to it is just shuck it and cook it?
Corn.
Yes, ma'am.
You mean not cook it?
You do cook it, yes, ma'am, but you just shuck it and cook it. You don't...
Oh, cook it on the ear.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's called ears of corn.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a variety that's specially for boiling,
yes,
or ear for boiling.
So, if you
boiling on the cob.
So, if you serve that, what would you be serving?
Corn on the cob.
Yes, ma'am. And what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground, and it's light brown and it's darker brown stripes along the back?
I think that must be a chipmunk.
Yes, ma'am.
I've seen them in North Carolina.
But you don't have them around here?
I've never seen one here, but we have squirrels.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what's a small animal that's black and has a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
A polecat. I don't know how one looks, but I know they have a smell. But
yes, sir. But that would be a polecat. Well, what do you call this little animal that's about this big, and it hops along the ground, and some of them live in the land, and some of them live in the water. I find them lots in wet places. They just hop along.
You mean frogs? Is that what you're speaking of?
Yes, ma'am. Is there a difference in the kind that live on the land and the kind that live down in the water?
Not that I know of. I never heard of only the ones that stay in the water or marshy places, you know.
if you went out in the garden and you found one, you might say, I found a what in the garden?
You mean speaking of that animal?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. I've never seen them. I don't really know. I know there's different types of frogs.
Yes,
there's little tiny green ones that stay around your shrubbery a lot.
But she's calling them all.
What?
You call them all frogs then?
It's all the name I've ever heard.
What's a toad?
What?
What's a toad? Do you know what a toad is?
Well, that's a frog.
That's just a different...
It's a type of frog.
But you just call them all.
Toad frog.
What's that?
Toad frog, they're called. That's just the ordinary frog, I think, that stays around in the marshy places, you know.
Yes.
Or water.
Well, now, there's a small variety of that kind of animal that makes a chirping noise. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't. I'm not too much on outdoor things.
Well, that's fine. It's sort of a bright green.